Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Talking Marketing Show. I'm Chetna, and today we are diving into a fascinating, slightly unsettling, and a very 2025 topic: the rise and the stall of AI influencers. Let me start with a simple question. When was the last time you saw something online and thought, wait, was that person even real? If that's happened to you lately, congratulations, you have met one of the strangest creations in modern digital marketing, the AI influencer. Now, these virtual personalities once seemed destined to take over the internet. They had the looks, the brand deals, the drama, and none of the messiness that comes with being human. But in 2025, the hype machine slowed down. So today we'll explore the story of rise, fall, and transformation through insights from a recent Business Insider article titled, "Are AI Influencers Worth the Risk? Brands Cool on the Trend Amid Backlash and Weak Performance." By the end of this episode, I want you to reflect on three questions. 1. What does authenticity mean when content can be algorithmically generated? 2. Can we build trust without a human behind the screen? And 3. Should brands even try? Grab your coffees, your headphones, and your curiosity, because this gets complex fast. Let's rewind to the late 2010s. Enter Lil Miquela, a digital model crafted entirely with CGI. She wasn't just an avatar. She had a Spotify account. She did campaigns with Prada. She posted photos crying. She had friends, also digital. The illusion was powerful. She felt real. And that's where marketers saw gold. Unlike human influencers, Lil Miquela never missed a brand deadline. No bad press, no burnout, no scandals, and no aging. She was the perfect marketing asset, infinitely tweakable and, most importantly, scalable. By 2024, the market exploded. AI influencers were the frontier. From Tokyo to Sao Paulo, brands were rolling out virtual faces, smooth, consistent, controllable. But the dream hit a wall. By early 2025, Business Insider reported this: brand partnerships with AI social accounts dropped by around 30% in the first 8 months of 2025 compared to the same period in 2024. Translation: the magic was fading. Efficiency might impress a boardroom, but it doesn't move hearts. Authenticity still mattered. An audience could smell a synthetic story from a mile away. Because people don't follow perfection. They follow imperfection. The cracks, the flaws, the feeling that someone gets you. And when your influencer is an algorithm, that's pretty hard to fake. Here's where things got messy. By mid-2024, several major campaigns using AI models triggered public backlash. Guests used an AI model for a woke campaign, and consumers responded with anger. Dove publicly declared it would never use AI-generated faces. And then came the controversy from the entertainment side. A virtual actor named Tilly Norwood made headlines after being cast in an ad campaign. The actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, protested. And they weren't alone. People didn't just see the tech. They saw displacement. Replacement. Mike Karawoski, CEO of the agency, obviously summed it up perfectly. You definitely see consumer backlash on most things AI generated when it's so clearly literally replacing a person. Let that sink in. Because in the end, it's not just about aesthetics, it's about empathy. Would you trust a skincare recommendation from someone who doesn't have skin? Humans pick up on emotion through micro-expressions, tone, subtle pauses. When AI misses those moments, our brain registers it too as something's off. Engagements drop. Credibility collapses. This was the beginning of the trust crisis. Brands realized they couldn't fake content, but not connection. But here's the twist. AI didn't vanish. It evolved. Instead of replacing humans, it began supporting them. By the late 2025, Business Insider found that while fully AI influencers were declining, AI-powered creator tools were booming. A survey reported that 79% of marketers were increasing their investment in an AI-assisted content creation. This is the new hybrid era, where AI is the backstage crew and not the onstage performer. Marketers now use AI to translate videos instantly, re-edit a single post across 5 platforms, or personalize messages for millions of users, all while keeping a human face at the center of the story. Agency leaders even gave this approach a name: authenticity engineering. And it's not pretending to be real anymore. It's about enhancing real. AI helps creators do more, faster, and smarter. But emotion, intuition, and cultural nuance still comes from the humans. Think of it this way. AI can write the symphony, but only humans can feel the music. Let's look ahead. Soon, I feel AI-generated humans will be indistinguishable from real ones. In fact, some already are. Kyle Dulé, co-founder of Collabster, warned, "We are going to reach a point where people won't even realize they're engaging with AI. They'll just see engagement and spend on it. If that happens, the conversation shifts from realism to ethics. Should brands disclose when content is AI made? Should platforms label synthetic faces? Or does it not matter as long as the message connects? Maybe in the newer future, authenticity won't mean who made the content, but why. If an AI-created influencer is promoting a sustainability campaign for real-world impact, does that feel different from an AI shilling fast fashion? Probably. Authenticity could evolve into alignment of values, not origins. But here's the danger. Once deception becomes undetectable, trust becomes fragile. Without transparency, even real creators risk being seen as fake. The line between truth and illusion blurs. AI influencers were supposed to reinvent marketing, and in some ways, they did. But technology can't replace trust. It can't replace soul. Human connection remains the rarest and the most powerful marketing currency there is. So, where does this leave us in 2025? It leaves us with the challenge to balance innovation with empathy, to embrace AI tools without surrendering human stories that actually move people. AI will soon become invisible, like electricity, everywhere yet unnoticed. But our humanity? That should remain the front and center. Because at the end of the day, algorithms don't buy products. People do. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Rise and the Stall of AI Influencers. If you found this conversation valuable, share it, rate it, or send it to that friend who still argues that AI-generated pop star they follow is basically real. Until next time, stay curious, stay critical, and remember, in the age of algorithms, authenticity is still our greatest advantage.